tzaddik if he's on or not. So there's a big dispute about this. Some say yes, some say no. And what we try to do for such individuals is to sell their chametz before the time of the tzaddik. The time of the tzaddik is Thursday night. We sell it Thursday afternoon. So by the time Thursday night comes around, you no longer have an obligation to do a tzaddik. So we sell the chametz twice. For those who stay home and they have to sell it Friday morning, and for those who are away, don't want to do a checking, we do it on Thursday. The time of the tzaddik. The time of the tzaddik is Thursday night. We sell it Thursday afternoon. So by the time Thursday night comes around, you no longer have an obligation to do a tzaddik. So we sell the chametz twice. For those who stay home and they have to sell it Friday morning, and for those who are away, don't want to do a checking, we do it on Thursday late afternoon. However, there are many individuals who wish at the very least to fulfill the bedikas chametz at least one room. They don't have no bedikas chametz at all. So what you can do is then, there's a special form which I give out, which has a parenthesis. Say, I sell the entire house, and I write a parenthesis, except for a certain room. And you accept for a certain room, is that one room you want to do a bedikah on? So strictly speaking, you may want to say, I don't want to do any rooms. And there are many authorities who back you up. So leave it blank. If you want to do a particular room, you must write down that room is taken out of the sale of the rest of the house. In addition, I should have mentioned already now, if you are going away and you want to sell the chametz to a non-Jew, you must provide it with access to the chametz. Either you give me the key, or you can write down on the form where the key is, with a neighbor, a friend, relative, etc., etc. Otherwise, the sale is very problematic. You can't get in. Okay. Are there any questions so far? Okay.
I have a question on the grapes.
On the what?
I bought new grapes.
Good.
I thought to use them for Pesach,
good,
and then use them the rest of the year, and then use my old junky grapes for Pesach from then on.
Good.
Will I have to make burning? It'll be more than a year later that I use it the following year.
Feel better than burning one once. Oh. Put it in a self-clean.
Okay. I don't have a self-clean.
Okay. Good. Okay. Now we discuss a little bit about mixtures of chametz. Mixtures of chametz. Not real bread, but mixtures of chametz. So there are many mixtures that are inedible. Ein roi l'achila. If such, you need not get rid of it on Pesach. It's not edible. This leads, of course, to an entire book which I brought with me today. Just got it in the mail. A pamphlet called The Passover Guide to Cosmetics and Medications. Comes from the Cola, Los Angeles. One of my best. Now, I'll give you my opinion on matters first. In my opinion, any solid product, such as a cosmetic, such as a solid deodorant or things of this nature, soap, in my opinion, is not a problem at all. It's something inedible even for a dog. The dog doesn't chew soap. However, if it's a liquid product, then it presents a problem. Even though it's denatured alcohol, but you know, they can undenature it, and they can cook a little bit, and they can play with it a little bit, and they can eat it, drink it the way it is even. So there are all kinds of people who get around that denaturing process. Not so similar, that really works. Of course, the question, what kind of alcohol does it come from? Is it natural, which is very often grain, although it could be wine or other things of this nature, or is it synthetic, which is permissible? There's a whole long list here of products which are acceptable and non-acceptable on that basis. What has natural alcohol, which is grain, which is not allowed, and what has synthetic alcohol or some other kind of alcohol, wine alcohol, put the dry alcohol to the anessa. The worst part is I had a whole vinegar scandal that started years ago in Pesach. Also, there's a thing called corn alcohol.
Kidneys.
Now, that's not allowed to be used under normal conditions, but for someone who's sick, even if he's not dangerously ill, he could use the product. So there's a whole list. I'm just going to read you a few things over here. There's fragrances. Revlon. Douglas. What else is here? Well, I heard of. Revlon. How you pronounce this? Jean Nate Cologne?
Yeah, Jean.
Perfume, eau de toilette. I'm not pronouncing it. Then I have Ralph Lauren Cologne.
It's okay?
Yeah, that's all I heard of, but I never heard of any others.
This is in lieu of that, like, Blumenkrantz?
No. I love Blumenkrantz.
He's out also.
He's out?
Yeah. The book is
home. I haven't seen his book yet. Mouthwash. So you can use Scope and Listerine. Good stuff. That's it. What else do you have to know about? Everybody else is salad. I can do this as salad, and then also this could be anything. But if you want to listen to what you use toothpaste, no problem. It's a very big list, including Colgate, Crest.
And then you
Clean,
have to start a new one?
Yeah.
Pepsodent, etc.
Do you have to start a new one of these?
Yeah.
You'll use it,
huh? Yeah, I mean, you might get a new one. Can't hurt. You're going to get the one anyway one day. So, hurt. Okay. I'm tempted to look around for anyone who wants to look up a particular medication. They're awesome. You have a lot of people have comments. In my opinion, even if it has comments, if it's not a liquid, it's not a problem. It's in a dog will need it. Okay. Let's go on. Here we go. Chametz is prohibited to be eaten after 4 hours of the day on Erev Pesach. 4 hours of the day. Question, how do you measure the day? Answer, according to the way we usually measure the day from sunrise till sunset. 4 hours is 1/3 of that day. According to my calculation, I just did it before I came here, looked in the chart, 9:58. 9:58. However, there are those who are more scrupulous and follow the opinion of Bogan Avraham, which is 1/3 of a longer day. It starts from dawn and goes till stars come out. That's variously calculated. According to the more conventional calculation, it comes out to 9:34. According to the strictest calculation I could think of, it was 9:24. Roy is has 9:15. No. Can't figure out where they got those extra 9 minutes. I don't know.
They're south of us.
No, not south of us. I think they're maybe they're the east of
I
us.
I tried.
Remember,
when you sold the comments, when did you sell the comments? Because you couldn't use.
Well, we usually, whenever we sell the comments to Mr. John Brown, we always leave out of the sale in an oral side agreement those little bags in which we hold our crumbs that we collected from the Bidika. We're gonna burn it right after we finish selling it.
Right.
This year, in this agreement, we'll not only leave out the crumbs, we'll also leave out the few rolls that people have which they're gonna use for their Friday night and Shabbos morning meals.
Only the rolls.
I don't recommend get faith that you have anything crumbs stick in your house after that time except for rolls.
After which time?
After the time that the crumbs are sold, which is Friday morning. It'll be sold Friday morning. No, it'll be sold Friday morning after 10 o'clock. Sometime before, whatever, to 10 or 10:30. So in that range. Okay. By that time, you get rid of all the chametz from your house, except for the rolls you need for the Shabbos sous. That's my opinion.
10:30 Erev Shabbos.
Right. Okay. Good. Now.
But could a restaurant for some reason still be open and
pizza shop?
Right?
Yeah, well, with those are special cases, we take care of it a special way. But as far as the average home, there's no reason to comments around.
Of course not.
Make it crazy. Right, there are many houses that have no comments ready for 2 days before that.
Right. 2 weeks
before that. 2 weeks before that. Well, that would go that far.
No,
okay. Now. We have a major problem this year. And that is that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and when are you going to manage to have the meal? If I'm going to say, you have two meals before the Shabbos. I looked up this evening, the last three times when Pesach was on Shabbos. The first year that I was here was 1974, it happened. We were on daylight savings time. We davened at 7 o'clock. The next two times, 1977, 1981, it was on standard time. We davened at 6 o'clock. Shul's gotten bigger since then. I don't think people are going to stand for the 6 o'clock anymore. They make it a little bit later just to give people a chance to sleep a little bit more. We'll see. Yeah, but that could get up 6 o'clock. I don't know if we can get up that early anymore.
But
does
Pesach
maybe have too many onions? There's a big machlokas, I said in the last block on Shabbos. And I usually say you're not allowed to do it, but for this case, we'll find a special dispensation. Right. Well, even that's a problem, in my opinion. I don't like a lot much on Shabbos, period. But there's an exception. You can't get up. All the other airplanes, I don't think I had a separate one. I had little kids. They were, whoever heard of a kid was sleeping past 6 o'clock in those years? Are you kidding? But now, different world. So we'll see what we'll do.
We'll send a kid over to you.
Thank you. Knock on the door. Okay. So we'll have to work it out exactly in terms of the starting times. And we'll have to see what we'll do. Don't start it until the weekend. Go to print.
Bulletin.
I want the bulletin to come out before the week from Shabbos. Possible. Okay. Now. The custom is to burn the chametz on Shabbos on Friday morning at a time when you would have burned it if it were Erev Pesach. So we're going to burn the chametz Friday morning here at Shul, as we do every year. And it'll be done, I guess, around 11 o'clock, something like that. I think I think that time. We'll make a time. Everyone who's available should come here and bring the chametz into the, maybe 10:30, somewhere else. Think about a time. Okay. We burn the chametz for the fire, ideally, but if we can't do that, we can just throw it out any way you please. Just don't leave it on your property. If you have a garbage can, it's your property no matter where it is. So you have to put it in a plastic bag outside your property line. That's the rule. Plastic bag and not within your property.
If your building is owned by a home person, is it safe to assume that they've already taken care of their property?
Nothing's safe to assume, but once it's, if you don't own the property yourself, I think it's okay.
If you're part of the co-op?
No, I think it's okay. If you find Chas V'Shalom comments on Pesach, what do you do with it? It's on yonder if you cover it. Kalamari, you throw it out as best as you can. If you have a fire handy, you throw it to the fire. If not, you just throw it out the window. Toilet, just get rid of it quick. Okay. Good. Now, there are many products that we are buying these days, which is a question, you know, is it not under such a strict supervision? But it's officially not chametz at all. All such products should be bought before Pesach. Before Pesach, bittul applies. And even if there is chas v'shalom a tiny bit of chametz, it's bottle the shishim, less than 1/60.
For instance,
I don't have the list from this year. Nothing came yet. Rabbi Blumenkranz didn't come, and Rabbi Wilson should get, excuse me. I better forget who sent all the things. But in past years, for example, orange juice, frozen orange juice, considered to be acceptable. Without any ashkar.
Sugar?
I think sugar. Also, these are things you always buy before Pesach. Right. Milk, should be bought before Pesach. Erev Pesach, think of milk.
We should buy it before 9:30?
This year you can buy it anytime until Friday. Because this year's
the whole Friday you can
buy. All Friday, right before Shabbos is also good. Okay? On a regular year, the question was to do, but in this year, there's no question.
Eggs also, they have to be bought before Pesach?
Yeah.
That's the custom, right? Buy eggs before Pesach, we pile them all up.
Right. You have to check your chickens for
chametz? We don't check chickens for chametz anymore. We used to have the rain and the chicken was a disaster. That doesn't happen anymore.
What? now before they're put into the apartment or what?
The eggs.
Mm-hmm. You talk about the chickens?
No, eggs.
Oh, the eggs. Oh, what about the chickens? I know
what
that was. You don't find wheat and chickens anymore they used to find.
Because last year that was in one of those books I got in the mail.
Some,
I don't know whose book that we should wash the chickens. Check your chickens.
I've never had some shallot ever. Was it Europe that had it all the time in shallot?
Right, because there were people who admit not eating chicken on Pesach.
Sure, yekis. Some of the yekis didn't have chicken on Pesach. They were very, there was a piece of wheat in it.
Well, you had a lot of cholesterol.
Okay. Now, we now discuss the matter of Chomet She'Oval of a Pesach. Chomet is owned by a Jew, becomes is prohibited after Pesach. It's owned by a Goy, permissible after Pesach. What happens if it's owned by a corporation? So in my opinion, if the corporation is majority Goyish, put there after Pesach. The way out of this problem was to sell the chametz. So a private person sell the chametz through the rabbi, through the guy, and then he puts it away, and that's the end. Corporation is much more complicated. What do you do? So what you do is, ideally, close up at all Pesach. And those individuals who don't close the Pesach, we have big problems with them. What to do with them? Well, apparently, if we try to, the groceries owned by Goyim now.
Right,
until Fieldston. Fieldston, owned by Goyim. Not a problem. The department stores, so Wallbound is also owned by Goyim. It's owned by A&P. Can I tell you? The name is the name. What about this place called Edwards? I'm not sure about that. It used to be Finance, now it's Edwards.
Nobody's ever, every year I ask, and nobody ever knows.
Well, this is the new owner, it's Edwards.
No,
it's a chain.
It's a different name.
Yeah.
I know that, but it's all
the same. Edwards, the same company.
It's a chain.
It
comes from the
brand company as opposed to their.
I think they come
from like finance.
And they come from New England, I think. I used to see them all the time.
Let's try to find out. Anyone find out who owns it? Maybe if you go to shopping next 2 weeks, come to the courtesy desk. Who owns you? Who is your owner? Lemiata, as I'd like to find out if you can. Okay. Selling chametz to a guy, we traditionally use the gentleman named John J. Brown.
Is that his real name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is he? I think one of the best real estate agents in the neighborhood. Sold many homes to people even sitting on the table, if I'm not mistaken. And we've dealt with him for many. It's a matter of this guy learning to sell him in the yeshiva. He actually came to the yeshiva and spent, I think, over an hour, if I'm not mistaken, in my classroom.
Wow.
Fielding questions back and forth from the students about the field of sale. They really mean it, this, and he answered
Isn't
like
that
a pro.
Nice.
Like a real pro. He got it all, they try to trip him up, these boys. They try to trip him into saying it's all a bluff, but no. Every question they asked, he fielded. He was great. Yeah. If I didn't think it'd be better, I wouldn't let him come and set him up in class. He was a star. Even boys from other classes came, they heard of you. The famous John Brown is coming. He's a legend.
So cute.
And then our yeshiva, John Brown. So he knows what a business deal is, you know. A deal is a deal. So he gives a small amount of money per customer. And the remainder is an outstanding loan or debt, the non-payment of which in no way affects the sale. Sales will be good anyway. That's how we do it. And after Pesach, you give them the opportunity to either pay all the money or will allow us to buy it back. Usually until now it's accepted the second option. This year we'll see. But that's what's happened in all the past years. We have a right to tell them that we'll give them that option. We'll have to tell them that in advance. Which we do tell them that. There are many intricacies about the documents, fascinating, how all the various methods of acquisition, which is not time for this, not a sheet of the time frame, but one day we'll discuss it. Okay. Not permitted to sell, to feed an animal chametz. We're not having a benefit from that chametz. By the way, the person did bittul, which means he did the official renunciation and nullification of the chametz, and he finds chametz by surprise on Pesach, he has to throw it anyway. can't say, well, look, I did bitplata, but it happened. No, the rabbis were afraid if you do that, they really won't mean it, they'll bluff it. So that's the rule. Okay. I'm not going to discuss any more about kashering, because I think most people don't kasher too many things. But if you have a question about kashering, ask it now. Any question about kashering, ask it now.
The racks inside the oven.
Yes.
The
racks inside the oven are the best thing to do, the easiest thing to do, if you have an opportunity to put it to a self-cleaning oven. Either yours or somebody else's, if you have that opportunity.
Right.
If not, just clean it off as best you can, and then just leave it in the oven when you're ready, but just leave it on for 15 minutes.
So easy oven or just wipe it?
Depending if it's dirty or clean. If it's dirty, it's easy off. If it's clean, you just wipe it off. Okay, that's it. Let's move. I want to discuss the question now of what we call kipnios. What does kipnios mean? What does kipnios mean literally? What is katan?
Small.
Small. Kipnios means...
Small comets?
No.
Small beans.
Small beans, legumes. Think of this nature. By law of the Gemara, it's permissible. Rice, permissible, everything of this nature. The law is not one of the five types of grain, what they call wheat, rye, oats, spelt, and barley. But the custom that we have, anyone who's Ashkenazi has a custom, of not eating this kipnios on Pesach. What does kipnios include? Well, classically it includes the vegetables, the legumes, the beans, which were in Europe in the 12th century, 13th, 14th, 15th. That's when the custom of the prohibition was promulgated. Yes. Mustard, according to some authorities, is not allowed.
Vinegar.
Mustard comes in a pot. It comes in a pot. It's similar to other bean-like vegetables.
It grows like that.
Right. Now, I must tell you that according to the Ramah, not only is there a prohibition against eating the kipnios directly, but even if you make it into oil, you may not eat it. It's a big problem. What? Vegetable oils, which are very often from kipnios. However, the Ramah says, if some of it falls into a cooked item, it does not render it prohibited. Right. As long as the majority is not kipnios. Moreover, you can leave the kipnios in your house on Pesach, on the cellar, and you can have enough, you have better, you can use it as fuel, etc. You can't eat it. Now, why was kidney privileged? Why? Where does it come from?
It was made into flour.
Right. Some people used to be made into flour, and they used to make cake and bread out of it, etc. That's why they made it so you're going to get confused. They prohibited it. That's reason number one. Let's go on. Number two. Number two is, it looks like grain, sometimes. Number three, there could be some grain mixed into it. You have rice, you can, by mistake, have a little bit of wheat in it, which is a serious problem on Pesach. It's not even above a position. It's a mashal. For these reasons, the custom is accepted by all Ashkenazim not to eat kiddush. Far than eat kiddush.
So how come they do? No one knows.
Well, they're right. The bar says permissible. Uh-huh. We're the ones who are strict. Okay?
So could a person eat in someone's house, if they're not an Ashkenazic person, eat in somebody's house who's Sephardic and uses kipnios if they're not eating the kipnios?
In my opinion, it's definitely permissible.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is that the Ramah says that if it gets mixed in, then it's okay. Well, the majority is permissible. Obviously, the amount much mixed in from the taste which is absorbed, it's not the majority.
Right.
So I think it's okay.
I'm not doing it.
Well, thank you. Okay. Now, Pesach night. What kind of matzah can you use for Pesach night? Big dispute. Some say you have to use hand matzah, and some say you can use machines. Those are what we call shmura matzah. What does shmura matzah mean? It's shmura mishas ktsira. It's been watched from the time it's already been detached from the ground. So some use only hand shmur, some use only machine shmur. My opinion is it's better to use hand shmur. They're more explicit in their saying that it's for the purpose of matzah mitzvah, and they do it with their own hands. But of course, those are the custom of using machine shmur out of what they rely upon. They shouldn't change their custom.
Are we selling shmur matzah mitzvah again?
Sure. Announced on Shabbos. Okay. Like everything else, no one heard of. I don't think I heard about my shir either for that matter. But okay.
A little mumble jumble.
Oh, what can I say?
Everyone's home cleaning.
Okay. There's all kinds of laws about baking matzahs, which I won't go into because we don't bake our own matzahs anymore. Egg matzahs, big problem. Shavuot, egg matzahs are okay. But our custom is not that we use egg matzahs, except someone who must. For example, someone is sick or is old, and maybe his teeth fall out or something, he can't chew hard, matzah can use egg matzahs. Yeah?
For the Seder night, for the meal, do we also eat the shmur matzah at the meal, or can we...
How can you eat matzah at the meal, is beyond me. So much matzah, how can you eat more matzah at the meal?
Surprised.
I don't understand. On the other hand, it could be...
Well, first of all...
I recommend you eat shmur at the meal. Especially the first night.
Okay.
If you're already eating matzah at the meal, you eat shmur. I'll give you a reason why. Because you see, there's a minimum shir called kazayas. Sides of an alvish, we'll discuss momentarily what that is. But... According to the Rambam and others, if you eat more, it's a bigger mitzvah.
Right.
You may as well eat more shmur matzah. Why not?
Okay, so if you make knedlach, you have to do shmur?
No, knedlach you wait. No, knedlach is cooked. No
bounce. No bounce, okay.
How much of the kazayas of matzah? Wow.
Too much.
This year, I conducted an experiment. I acted the matzah and I crushed it up. I wanted to see how much of a machine matzah do I need to get to what I call the fluid ounce, shot glass, which in my opinion is the amount of you need for a kazayas. Well, I did an experiment and I got approximately 2/5 of a matzah, of a machine matzah, which I'm told translates on average to approximately 3/10 of a hand matzah.
So it's not so much?
Not so much. That's my measurement that I got. Okay, you with me? The Shulchan Aruch does say prefer that you have two kazayas. To double that. That would be, what? That would be 4/5 of a machine and...
6.
And 3/5 of a hand. But if your stomach can take it. Your stomach can't take it, forget it. Okay. Now, how much is it, what's on the shear? How much is the revius? How much must the cup be? Again, in my opinion, the cup has to be a total of 3 ounces, that's it. And you're only required to drink a majority thereof. But ideally, you should drink wine. Better to drink wine. So, figure out, 1.5 ounces wine, 4 times, a total of 6 ounces of wine. If you get a low alcohol count of like 6%, 8%, even 9%, not so much. The 6 ounces shouldn't kill you. But sometimes, whoever, you know, they get to, it goes to the head and knocks them out.
Can you mix it with grape juice?
You can mix it with grape juice.
You can spend so much sleep, but you don't have to say that. I mean,
then
there's no point
in
drinking
it,
right? I mean, like I said, women should enjoy the
Seder,
but if it's
one
sent home
to stay. Sometimes women are exempt from wanting to have grape juice. I don't believe in it, but if she's going to send her away, put her away for the rest of the night, then we can rely on our opinion. And grape juice.
You once told me there was a right to drink grape juice.
She told me that the wine had a grape.
Who liked it?
Who liked it?
I drink grape.
It's the personal question.
Huh?
It's
the
personal question.
Well, if the wine is not as revealing, the wine's not so bad. It's always better to have wine. If you can't stand it.
It's more important for the first coast rather than
no, they're all the same. They're all the same. This year, by the way, the Tanis of Bukhoros, the fast is pushed up to Thursday. Should have been on Shabbos. Can't fast on Shabbos. We fast on Thursday. We don't fast till we have a seum. The seum is Thursday.
Oh.
Okay.
We met at the court.
Fine.
If you have somebody in the house that needs the egg matzahs because they can't chew well,
right,
they can use all your utensils.
That's
and all
correct.
Then you just tell
correct.
Everyone else to
correct.
The box.
Okay? Correct. Correct. Now, here's with a monkey wrench. Shulchan Aruch says the Seder table should be set before the holiday. It should be able to start right away. But this year it's an impossibility. Because this year, you can't prepare for the Seder on Shabbos. So unless you have a very luxurious home, you can set the Seder table Friday. And each shop is somewhere, it's a different table somewhere.
But is it nice to
do that? But unless you can do that, then you just add a lot, so you have to wait. Like the second set every year.
Right.
All right. Okay. Seder should be nice. You have to set it properly. A woman has to do her sevas in the Shulchan Aruch if she's chashuva. But nowadays, women rely on their rabbiyot. Because there's no need to recline. You want to know why? Get the tape from 2 weeks ago. Right, we discussed 2 weeks ago on a snowy night.
That wasn't announced either.
That was why it wasn't announced at all. Right, so that's not very good PR on here. Okay, we try. Okay. We should do whatever we can to keep the children awake, including giving them candies, or whatever other things which will keep them awake. Okay, this year, Pesach, but first we have to say Yach Nahaz. What's Yach Nahaz mean? Yayin Kiddush Ner Abdullah Zman. It's Abdullah also. First time Pesach is Motzei Shabbos.
What's a child? What age is a child you should
sleep? As long as they understand a little bit. If they're 1 year old, they're going to let them sleep. Alright. Okay.
A three-year-old,
I think, can understand it sort of thing, yeah. Three-year-old, try.
Wait a second, you say Yayin Kiddush Ner, you don't light the candles until after Kiddush?
No, the candles can be lit, but you don't make the bracha of Bore Ma'ori or Eish. Not the other Nefesh Yantam, Bore Ma'ori Eish.
But you have to say, after Shabbos, you have the Baruch HaMadlil Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh.
If you want to make a bracha of it, Baruch HaMadlil Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh.
Right?
Right, that's right. Now, moror, my preference is and remains romaine lettuce, as opposed to horseradish. I feel it's very questionable. Of course, when you're using lettuce, what must you check for?
Then what has to be done?
I'm not so sure that's the moror that's being discussed in the Talmud. They all seem to be leafy vegetables. Look at the original soil, primary soil.
You're not allowed to do that on Yontif.
What?
Check. Are you allowed to check on...
Check with bugs?
Yeah. No, you should really do it over...
Better to do it on Friday. Right? If you ran out of time, it could easily happen.
You could theoretically...
Not theoretically, you can do it.
You really could. No,
you rinse the lettuce. They can do it every Shabbat with lettuce.
You just can't sort it.
I thought you couldn't check.
Well, I can't. I don't know.
You just can't...
Every Shabbat with lettuce. But if you see a bug, you
take
knock it off the backwards.
Okay, part of the leaf with the bug.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
If you're using coarse radish, though, it's a big question, when are you going to grate it? If you grate it on Friday, it gets a little flat. Shabbos, you can't. But you grate it on Friday, or you grate it on Motzei Shabbos? With the machine that we use. Put on a piece of paper instead of directly into a bowl. Things of that nature. Same charoset. You make it on Friday or you make it on Motzei Shabbos. Shabbos can't wait anything. Zero. Zip. Day off. But only if you use it in an abnormal way, which is instead of going into a plate, you put it into a piece of paper or something like that. Okay.
You need a slicer.
Now,
it's
very important. It's very important to know what the Hagana means. Ramon says that Rimi Londri, I'm not sure if Londri means London in England or somewhere in France, who translated the Hagana into in English or French, whichever, Velosh and Laz, so that everyone should be able to understand it. Hotscroll. Here it is. No Come on. Okay. If you follow the Haggadah, you only need to say what the Haggadah is, just follow the prince. Ideally, you should finish the entire Seder, which means everything until the end of Hallel, before Chatzos. Chatzos is approximately 12:00 something. I don't know what time, but I haven't looked it up yet. Everything should be finished by that time, ideally. You can't. You want to go after that time and tell stories of the Haggadah and sing the good name, it's near, fine. But ideally, there are most should finish the whole Hallel before. After Coleman should certainly finish before if you can possibly do so. You can't. So you have to ask a shower what to do.
That's what
you
translate the whole thing. Oh, gosh,
it takes a lot. Main parts of Haggadah, you can say yourself in Hebrew, the rest can still in English. What are the main parts? I don't have Haggadah with me. Last year we went with Haggadah, I'm saying quite carefully. Of course. Last year, if I don't think I told you, soon as you could skip. Is there a Haggadah here? Is there a single Haggadah here?
In the
Siddur. Regular Siddur has Haggadah?
Just the first.
Right, give me that blue. I don't think. Sit out, I
don't know. Just the art school thing.
This is like your one.
I'll put it in my car.
This is a Colomiaco.
Yeah. Maybe that's my car. Maybe.
I'm glad I got a little tiny book.
I don't think so.
I
don't
think so either.
No, I got it here. Oh! One I got. I wasn't messing up to tell you what to skip. If you have to, either skip completely if you really have to. Or skip the... What?
I wasn't talking about skip, I was talking about...
I understand, but it's the same question. Who does it belong to? My Haggadah. I don't think so. Okay. So you have the Haggadah, you say, Hola, Ma'anya, Ma'anishtana, Avodah Ma'yinu. You have to say, of course. Okay. Then, if necessary, if you want to take notes, you can skip or just say in English, starting from Masa Rabbi Lezer.
Right, so this is where the women can go into the kitchen.
Okay. Then Omar Rabbi Lezer, the next paragraph. Those two paragraphs you can somehow manage with the not so critical. With me? Okay. Then the next thing can also not so important with the four sons. Not that critical. Then, all the way until Betchila. In other words, like this. You must say, the Manishtana, Ahalach Ma'anya, Manishtana, Avodah Ma'yinu. Just those three paragraphs. You can skip all the way to Betchila. If you want to make a note, Betchila, and then you have to go straight. Well, really the truth of the matter is you can skip that too. You can skip Baruch and the Ishamda. That's so critical. And say on the mat, you must stay straight. Okay? So you have to say, let's go. If we're talking about the Haggadah beginning after Manishtana, say Avodah Ma'yinu and Mitchila, those are the two paragraphs you found in the Gemara. And you start saying, say on the mat, you must go all the way until, carefully, until the Tzach Adash Ba'achav. Okay? That's it.
Really?
So again, Mitchila, Avodah Ma'yinu, Mitchila, and then Tzach Adash Ba'achav. Then, of course, I'm going to leave a little bit, the three things. And then you have to go straight, get to the other side. So there are some lines you can skip if necessary, or just use English if necessary. Okay? Is that clear? Don't quote me on this. This is an inside secret here. All right. All right, I'm on it. It's all good. Okay, they all got the customs about this ka'ara, shank bone and the egg, which is a proper way to fulfill the state of shilim obligation. There is a custom to say that not to eat
roasted foods,
meat, chicken, etc., etc. We eat boiled chicken.
You cook the chicken in water, it's not considered roasted.
Right, we boil it.
A little bit of water.
Okay.
Just a couple
of other very minor things I want to just finish up. It's getting late. There is a din of tal, tilas tal, first day Pesach. That's important to know, because the davening changes. You get caught up, you say the master ruach water gushim, you have to daven all over again. So you remember to say that.
Musaf,
but if you're not in the shul, remember anyway, and if you want to make sure you don't confuse it, you say it 90 times.
What?
Yeah, sure.
Say what 90 times?
You say, Mechai Nesim Ata Ravlo Shia, Mechal Kachayim
Bechesim. 90
times? 90 times.
When?
You say all that, anytime you want. Say all that stuff 90 times. We're taking a walk. Go for a walk with your family Bechesim, and you say that 90 times. And then you are assumed to have it so knocked into your head, you're not going to say Master Ruach Mordechai Gushim anymore.
Some people say Master Ruach Mordechai
Tal. Some Svarim, the Gemara, they say, they say, Bechayim Eitz Nematir Av Loshia, Mordechai Tal.
So can you do the same thing for the Shemon Esther, where it says the same, when you switch to the same?
Sure, same trick, 90 times, 30 words. Then the Sfira. Sfira, women are exempt from the Mishnah Berurah, but some of the custom of women of Catholic Sfira. Some do and some don't. Try to go all the way, so don't forget in the middle. And there is a custom of not having certain happy things that will happen during Sfira. You don't get married, you don't have haircuts. This is called Lag BaOmer, the course is different. These are a lot required to pay some as well. We'll have to stop, it's getting a little late. I want to reiterate what I said at the beginning, which is there's a mitzvah, a Torah obligation, according to many, the Rambam included, to enjoy the holiday. Tell your husband, as I've said many times in the past, he's required to buy you a new dress. I do tell him all the time. The absolute requirement is to buy you a new, or give you the money or the opportunity, whatever, to go out and buy a new kind of a clothes. But that's considered to be something which the woman enjoys. Things haven't changed too much since the time of the Gemara. They didn't have Lomans then, but they were still, they had... But yes?
The roles eating Shabbos morning, Shabbos night, and Shabbos morning. Is there any tricks doing this?
Get last week's tape.
Last week's tape.
Do you think comments?
What's the big deal? There's no problem.
Get last week's
tape. Take a napkin, you eat over the napkin, and it's the end. Get a disposable tablecloth, even easier. What's the problem?
So you just don't set your tablecloth, you
eat from this. That's right. Exactly. Okay. My question is Samantha.